The following is a dramatization of a dream I never had. It consists almost entirely of scenes contrived to imitate the disjointed stream of consciousness nature of most dreams, but it's set up mainly to cram as many examples of goon show jokes into it as possible. So before anyone writes in or sends an audio saying, "Hey, you stole all those lines from the goon show," I'll preface this whole bit by saying, "Hey, I stole all these lines from the goon show." Am I trying to recreate a goon show here? No, it's not possible. I'm not kidding. It's not possible to recreate a goon show. It's just too bizarre, too disjointed, too weird. Too well done, actually. Plus the voices. I can't do the voices. I could never do the voices from the goon show. I'm going to be doing six sad, close approximations, imitations, whatever. Why don't I just get into it? How do you get into it? Well, I find myself in need of a clumsy and contrived segue into the presentation of my dream sequence. And in order to give it more of an organic flow and add a bit of verisimilitude, I'll start by telling a truth before I begin lying. I have no capacity for alcohol. I have no capacity for alcohol. Back when I was in college, if I were to drink an entire glass of wine, I'd wake up on the roof in the rain with my mouth open. And it isn't even a question of taste or preference so far as beer or wine or hard liquors go. There just wasn't ever enough time awake for me to form an opinion. Having had just a few swallows of anything percent alcohol by volume, I'd go out like a light. And now for the lie. So much time has passed since my college years that I'm pretty sure the old effects it had on me must be gone. I'm quite sure I can handle my liquor now that I'm 5 years old. And so, taking as my cue a wildly popular element of many podcasts, specifically beer reviewing, I've decided to try my hand at it and pass along what meager knowledge I have and impressions I get from tasting a fine new brew every week. And here is the first. Let's see. To begin, I'll just take a sample of the aroma. Smells like...
I awoke in a tiny, tiny room with a sliding door. Standing above me in one corner and with his hand on a long lever was a man dressed in what looked like an old-style bellhop's uniform.
Floor, please.
What?
Floor, please.
Yes, I'm already on the floor, thank you.
Mister, what floor do you want to get off at?
First floor, please.
Ooh, you don't want to get off there. You'll run smack dab into the screaming Mimi.
The what?
The screaming Mimi.
I'm a little fuzzy here. Help me out, would you?
Look, you're playing a part in a dream that never happened. It's patterned after the 1950s radio comedy, The Goon Show. You're going to impersonate the characters from it badly, and you're going to steal all their jokes to write it. Now, can we get on with it?
All right, but what exactly is the Screaming Mimi?
Oh, I could tell you, but it seems to me me memory is a bit on the dry side, if you know what I mean. That is to say, I remember more when I've had a bit of summit to wet me whistle, if you follow me.
I don't understand.
Give me the beer in your hand and let me drink it, or I won't be telling you not.
Oh, sorry. Here, take it.
The Screaming Mimi is the foulest, grisliest, and most unforgiving monster of the soul that ever existed. It haunts all of your dreams, including this one. When you hears the shriek of the Screaming Mimi, you dies. Good health.
Well, how do I avoid the Screaming Mimi? What can I do?
I don't know that you can avoid it, but I do know that it's looking for you right now. Every second that ticks by brings it nearer and nearer. Your best bet is to run. Run from it as far as you can.
Well then, off I go.
Tell me, is it far you're planning to run?
Yes, as far as possible.
Well, don't you think it might be a good idea to get out of this elevator first?
What? Oh, well, yes. What floor do you recommend?
Well, there's 20 floors. If you happen to have...
all right, stop there. I've got a D20. What was that?
Never mind. What's the number?
16.
16 it is, then. Long and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking and...
Do you mind?
It's my job. You've got to have elevator music. This is a bleeding elevator, ain't it?
Yes, but it really...
16. Off you go.
Hello? Hello?
But there was nothing. Nothing but the eerie sounds of the primordial darkness. I trudged through the hot, entangled density of the wild jungle, fearing an attack at any moment from a panther, or a snake, or worse, from the screaming Mimi. Now, what was it the bellhop said?
I said when you hears the shriek of the screaming Mimi, you dies. Good health.
It seemed to be growing darker, and I was just about to give up hope when I spotted a tiny bamboo hut just out of the corner of my eye. I thought, how fortunate I am to have square eyes. I knocked at the entrance. I waited and heard nothing. It seemed as if the darkness of the jungle itself was coming to get me. The door was open, so I pushed it in, rushed inside, and slammed it shut behind me, locking it. For a moment, the darkness and fear nearly overcame me. Then I drank the miracle cure. St. Mungo's curative elixir. It balances the humors. I peered into the dark room and saw a man sitting with his feet up at a desk, snoring. It could be none other than Major Bloodknock. I was saved.
Yoo-hoo. Hello, hello, look at me, hey. Wah! Major Bloodknock. Here, over here. Hello. Woo!
I tried to get his attention, but it was no use. Poor tired fellow. I stepped up and placed a hand on his shoulder.
Major Bloodknock.
Don't point yourself at me like that, young man. I might go off.
I'm sorry, but you are Major Bloodknock?
Thug me, Crunglers, and pleat me, Chupacabra, of course. I'm Major Dennis Bloodknock, retired, late of Her Majesty's 3rd Regimental Fusiliers and Filthmongers.
I knew it was you. Wonderful.
Now then, what can I do for you, young man? Or, better still, get out!
No, please, Major. You must help me. I've been wandering the jungle for ages, trying to escape the dreaded screaming Mimi.
Oh, don't say the name. Don't say it. You'll have the wretched creature down on us in a heartbeat. Settle down now. Let me see. Wine?
No.
A bit of sherry, perhaps?
No.
Box of chocolates, maybe?
No.
Good heavens, man, didn't you bring me anything?
I have this sock full of manure.
Well, keep it handy. It could come in quite useful on a show like this. There's nobody home.
It's a lie. It's a lie, I tell you.
I was nowhere near the division payroll that afternoon. You're looking for someone else. Go away!
Patience, Major. Patience. I'm sure it's all right.
All right, quickly now. Hand me that set of riot gear and body armor. Help me out with it here. Very good. And now, my elephant gun. Excellent. Here. Give me a hand with this blast helmet. On the table over there, please. My monogrammed shin guards. Excellent. All right. Now, take this stick and go see who it is. I'll be under the bed having my picture taken.
Major Blednock, don't tell me you're a coward.
All right, I won't, but you're bound to find out about it sooner or later.
Look, I don't want to go to the door. It could be the Screaming Mimi.
Annam 5, don't you ever say that name in this luxurious 50-room mansion again.
Mansion? A moment ago I could have swore it was just a little bamboo hut. It was, wasn't it? And how did you know my name?
What are you asking me for? Who is it? Open this door at once or I'll break it down, so help me. Good heavens, however did you get a name like that? Please, enter in the direction of inn. Do excuse the mess, it wouldn't normally look like this, it's just that I'm living here.
Thank you. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Hercules Gridpipe Thin, and this is my associate, Count Jim Steaming Thighs Moriarty.
Pleased to meet you.
Here are our credentials.
Impressive.
Hiding in the shadows, I examined Gridpipe closely. He was wearing a white linen suit, so cunningly tailored that it left his hands and face completely naked. Then I peered curiously at Moriarty. He was the closest thing to a human being I'd ever seen without actually being one. I stepped out of the shadows.
We're looking for Annam 5.
That's me.
What luck, how fortunate. For we are the very guides you need to take you through this nightmare and protect you from that creature chasing you even as we speak.
The Screaming Mimi?
No,
now, Annam, you've been warned before. Mustn't speak its name, or awful things will follow. Allow me to demonstrate. Moriarty, massage his head with this shovel.
Oh, the poor dear boy. He's fallen in the direction of down. Here, be a good pair of lads and hold him down while I force this brandy between my lips.
Of course.
That's better. Now then, help me get the weight of this wallet off of his chest.
Certainly. Let's see, 700, 800, 900.
Why, there's $1,000 here!
Money! 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 Oh, the gold, the glittering moolah, the grisly! Money!
Get hold of yourself, you shocking oaf, and stop that revolting buttock scratching.
Sorry, Gridpipe.
Now, Major, tuck away your $1,000, and be good enough to put the wallet back into his jacket and drape it over that chair.
With pleasure, my good man, but why?
Well, since this is a dream, and he's been rendered unconscious in it, he has no idea his money has been stolen. And so, when he comes around, the $1,000 will still be there in his wallet.
Brilliant!
Money! Money! Money, coins, gold, money! Sorry, Gridpipe.
Oh, Annam, wakey-wakey. Here, let me help you in the direction of up.
Oh, what? My head. It must have been that... Oh, I mustn't say it. Oh, my life, my mind, my sanity. Please, Mr. Gridpipe, please. You must save me from the beast hunting me. It'll catch up at any moment, I know it. Please save me, protect me, hide me, anything, or I'm doomed. Doomed!
Please, don't do that full face to mine. Now, you see, you mentioned the name of the... And something awful happened, just as I said. It's proof positive that we are the men to lead you and protect you on your escape from this beast and your nightmare. For a nominal fee, of course.
A fee? You mean I've got to pay? I won't do it, I tell you, I won't do it.
As you like, Annam, but I do wish you'd reconsider.
All right, I shall. I reconsidered. Now, what was it that the bellhop at the beginning of the dream said?
I said when you hears the shriek of the Screaming Mimi, you dies, good elf.
All right, I'll hire you. But how do I know you're on the level? After all, I don't know you from Adam.
Well, we're better dressed. But if you need reassurance, here's an aerial photograph of our sterling character and complete lack of criminal intent.
Yes, that seems to be in order. All right, I'll pay. How much is it?
A mere $1,000.
What a break! I'm in luck! Here, I have exactly that much in my wallet.
Absolute proof that this was a dream.
No, Annam, you leave it right where it is and keep it safe.
After all, we haven't helped you yet.
Oh, you are the best friends I could meet now. What should I do first?
Well, the safest place for you to be is in our luxury suite aboard the cruise ship SS Oneirik. We have almost permanent residence there these days, and we'll be able to keep you hidden and well looked after.
Oh, how kind.
Off you go now, quickly, before the... gets even closer.
But how do I...
Step onto this recording of a helicopter and you're on your way.
But you...
We'll meet you there. Ta-ta.
Goodbye. Goodbye. He left without his jacket.
Quickly, Moriarty. Look in the wallet.
Money. Money, 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 money.
Oh. Melt me, pillywhackers, and throttle me, Gnudkas. There's another $1,000 in it. You were right. That puts you in charge.
Right. Here's the plan. We use Anima 5 as bait to capture the Screaming Mimi. And make a fortune in everyone else's dreams, either by protecting them from it or exhibiting it as a sideshow for money.
Magnificent!
That's so smart. Oh, you are so smart, Gridpipe.
There's no time to lose. We must arrive at the cruise ship and make preparations.
But he took the helicopter.
That was only meant to slow him down. We'll easily get there before him by hacking and slashing our way overland through the dense jungle. Here, each of you take a razor-sharp commercial and swing it as hard as you can. Quickly, quickly now.